Welcome to Enabled, the weekly program about people just like you who are dealing with issues of vision loss. The program is designed to encourage you through news you can use, inspirational stories, and interviews. I'm Nancy Zimmer, your host for Enabled. Thank you for joining me. Research and advocacy in regard to blindness can be quite confusing. Which group do you support? There are foundations, federations, councils, and institutes all doing good work. Today you'll hear about one research organization, the Foundation Fighting Blindness, and three of the advocacy groups, the National Federation of the Blind, the American Foundation for the Blind, and the American Council of the Blind. We will start with an article about one of the founders of these organizations. This article came from the Cleveland Plain Dealer. The headline is Gordon Gunn Stepping Down as Chairman of the Foundation Fighting Blindness. It was written by Roxanne Washington. It was published in April of last year. Gordon Gund, a Cleveland native and former owner of the Cleveland Cavaliers, is stepping down as the chairman of the Foundation Fighting Blindness, a nonprofit group that he and his wife Luli founded in 1971 after Gund lost his eyesight. Gund, who is 76, lives with his wife in Princeton, New Jersey. He will remain on the board of directors and continue to be actively involved in the foundation's Research Oversight Committee. He will also continue as a member of the foundation's subsidiary, the Clinical Research Institute. He will be succeeded by David Brint, who helped lead the foundation's research efforts for more than 15 years. This Columbia, Maryland-based foundation is a large funder of research for retinal degenerative diseases. Gund lost his sight to retinitis pigmentosa. The blinding retinal disease community includes more than 10 million people in the United States. Here's a quote from him. My wife and I started the foundation because when I was losing my sight, I looked all over the place to stop the progress, and I couldn't find anything, Gunn said in an interview. There was very little research at the time. And as a reminder, this was in 1971. The foundation has raised more than $700 million, including $180 million donated by the Gund family, and they have funded thousands of research studies at hundreds of prominent institutions throughout the world, including the Cleveland Clinic and the Case Western Reserve University. Under Gund's leadership, the foundation has built a track record supporting science accomplishments in promising areas such as genetics, gene therapy, stem cell therapy, retinal cell transplantation, pharmaceutical therapies, and more. So after reading that article, I wanted to know a little bit more about Gordon Gund. So I turned to Wikipedia. It says he was born October 15th in 1939. He's an American businessman and professional sports owner. He's the CEO of Gund Investment Corporation. He is the former co-owner of the San Jose Sharks from the National Hockey League and the former principal owner of the Cleveland Cavaliers from the National Basketball Association. He is currently a minority owner of the Cavaliers. Gund lost his sight to retinitis pigmentosa and was a co-founder of the Foundation Fighting Blindness. A native of Cleveland, Ohio, Gordon Gund is a member of one of the city's prominent families. His father, George Gund II, was president and chairman of Cleveland Trust Company when it was Ohio's largest bank. Gund II was famous for hiding his wealth from his family and hiding his philanthropy. His sister Agnes was a well-known philanthropist in her own right. Gordon Gund and his wife Luli reside in Princeton, New Jersey. They have two children. Gund also has owned a large home on the north shore of Nantucket since 1978. Gordon Gund attended Harvard University, where he majored in physical sciences and sociology, and he played ice hockey. He served the United States in the Navy, becoming department head on two destroyers. He then started a banking career, specializing in corporate finance. He gradually began going blind in the 1960s due to retinitis pigmentosa, but by 1970, Gund was totally blind. In 1971, Gund co-founded the Retinitis Pigmentosa Foundation, which is now known as the Foundation Fighting Blindness. This foundation supports research to find cures and treatments for retinal degenerative diseases. His blindness did not prevent him from being active in business and philanthropy. Gund is the former president of the Board of Trustees of his alma mater, Groton School in Groton, Massachusetts. He has honorary doctorates from Gothenburg University in Sweden, the University of Maryland, Whittier College, and the University of Vermont. And I'll insert a little comment from me here. That's why I got onto this Gordon Gund story, is through a publication from the University of Vermont telling that he has been donating lots of money to the University of Vermont to produce an environmental center there. His two children graduated from UVM. So now the article continues by saying he serves as director of the Kellogg Company in Battle Creek, Michigan, and also a director of the Corning Incorporated in Corning, New York. Gordon Gund remains active in the work of the Foundation Fighting Blindness. So to find out more about the Foundation Fighting Blindness, I also turned to Wikipedia, and they say, the mission of the Foundation Fighting Blindness is to fund research that will lead to the prevention, treatment, and cures for the entire spectrum of retinal degenerative diseases, including retinitis pigmentosa, macular degeneration, Usher syndrome, Stargardt disease, and related conditions. These diseases, which affect more than 10 million Americans and millions more throughout the world, often lead to severe vision loss or complete blindness. The Foundation Fighting Blindness was founded as the National Retinitis Pigmentosa Foundation in 1971 by Gordon and Luli Gund, also along with Bernard and Beverly Berman and other dedicated leaders to find cures for retinal degenerations. This was at a time when very little was known about these vision-robbing diseases. Blind from retinitis pigmentosa, Gordon Gund is chairman of the Foundation Fighting Blindness and chief executive officer and chairman of Gund Investment Corporation. And then it proceeds to tell you about his sports associations with the Cleveland Cavaliers and also the San Jose Sharks, but you already know that. The article then continues, through private individual contributions, corporate philanthropy, and community-based fundraising activities, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has raised more than $500 million since its founding and is the largest non-governmental source of research funds for inherited retinal degenerative diseases. Some of the diseases they study. Foundation-funded scientists at institutions throughout the world conduct research for the entire spectrum of retinal degenerative diseases, and that would include the following impressive list of diseases: retinitis pigmentosa, macular degeneration, Usher syndrome, Stargardt disease, Best disease, choroideremia, retinoschisis, Leber's congenital amaurosis, Bardet-Biedl syndrome, cone dystrophy, cone rod dystrophy, rod cone dystrophy, achromatopsia, Refsum disease, and other rare retinal degenerative diseases. The Foundation Fighting Blindness funds research in a number of scientific areas, including genetics, gene therapy, nutrition, stem cells, and pharmaceutical therapies. After decades of foundation-funded research, several promising treatments have moved into human clinical trials. That would include a landmark gene therapy human study for Leber congenital amaurosis, which has enabled more than 40 children and young adults who were virtually blind to read several lines on an eye chart and see in dimly lit settings. This success paved the way for the development of gene therapies now in clinical trials to treat a wide range of other retinal conditions, including Stargardt disease, Usher syndrome, and age-related macular degeneration. Valproic acid, a drug that is FDA approved to treat epilepsy, has shown promise for preserving vision in people with certain forms of retinitis pigmentosa. The foundation has launched a human trial to test this drug, and if effective, to move it quickly out to patients who need it. Foundation-funded researchers are using stem cells derived from a variety of sources, including a person's own skin, to create healthy retinal cells that can potentially restore vision. Stem cell treatments hold great promise for people with advanced vision loss. The foundation is also funding clinical trials of a tiny, innovative capsule that is inserted into the eye to slow vision loss from a variety of retinal degenerative diseases. You might also know this foundation because they sponsor things called the Vision Walk. They sponsor Dining in the Dark, which you've heard about on this program. They also sponsor Race to Cure Blindness. Okay, next, to find out more about big blindness advocacy organizations, I also turned to Wikipedia rather than the organizational websites. This decision was to keep it all fair and somewhat unbiased, I hope. The next one, National Federation of the Blind. This comes from Wikipedia, and its website is www.nfb.org. The National Federation of the Blind, pay attention to those prepositions, the National Federation of the Blind, the NFB, is an organization of blind people in the United States. It is the oldest and largest organization led by blind people in the United States. Its national headquarters are in Baltimore, Maryland. An overview for you. Anyone blind or sighted is permitted to join the NFB, but a majority of members in its local chapters, the state affiliates, and nationwide divisions must be blind, as must its officers and board members at every level, with the exception of the National Organization of Parents of Blind Children. This structure is intended to ensure that the organization is run by blind people and reflects the collective views of its blind members. The NFB refers to itself as the voice of the nation's blind. The philosophy of the organization is as follows, and this is a quote. The National Federation of the Blind knows that blindness is not the characteristic that defines you or your future. Every day we raise the expectations of blind people, because low expectations create obstacles between blind people and our dreams. You can live the life you want. Blindness is not what holds you back. The organization's former president, Dr. Kenneth Jernigan, said, "We who are blind are pretty much like you. We have our share of both geniuses and jerks, but most of us are somewhere between ordinary people living ordinary lives." The NFB, the National Federation of the Blind, works to promulgate its philosophy by educating and recruiting new members, working to educate the general public, and interacting with legislators and policymakers at the local, state, and national levels. The positions of the National Federation of the Blind on issues are determined by its national convention, which meets annually and typically has between 2,500 and 3,000 delegates from the organization's affiliates in all 50 states, the District of Columbia, and Puerto Rico. The policy positions of the NFB take the form of resolutions which are voted on by the convention. Like a union, the convention is subsidized by the organization, making it affordable to those attending. The agenda of the National Convention is published online prior to the convention. Its logo is called the Who's It, and consists of an outline of a walking person with a white cane. The NFB-style white cane is longer than most in order to allow the blind person to use a more natural walking position with their arms at their sides rather than extended in front of them. The added length of the cane also allows the blind person to walk more quickly by giving more advanced information. In addition, the lighter weight of the fiberglass and carbon fiber canes, coupled with a metal tip, provides more information than the heavier aluminum-style canes with plastic tips. Federation members view the long white cane as a tool of independence and self-determination, rather than one of helplessness and dependency, as it provides greater mobility to the blind. Though detractors of the National Federation of the Blind assert that the NFB is anti-guide dog, the NFB has a division dedicated to educating the public about the use of guide dogs while promoting and fostering effective handling of guide dogs by its members. The National Association of Guide Dog Users, that's abbreviated NAGDU, N-A-G-D-U, the National Association of Guide Dog Users is one of the largest and fastest growing divisions of the Federation. Next, we come to some organizational history. The National Federation of the Blind headquarters and the Jernigan Institute is in Baltimore, Maryland. In 1940, 16 people met in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, to develop a constitution that would unite organizations of blind people This at this point in just seven states: California, Illinois, Minnesota, Missouri, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. They hope to organize them into a national federation that would serve as a vehicle for collective action to improve the prospects of the nation's blind citizens. The founder and president of the NFB for its first 20 years was Dr. Jacobus ten Broeck, a professor, lawyer, and constitutional scholar. The NFB's first logo was a circle with the words security, equality, and opportunity forming a triangle in the center of the circle. This expressed the pressing needs and demands of this fledgling organization. Ten Broeck led early battles to obtain a modest stipend for blind people so they could live independently, thus the word security, so that they could have equal access to jobs in the civil service and elsewhere where blind candidates had been prohibited from applying, and this would be the opportunity part, and also equal access to housing, transportation, and places of public accommodation, which would give them the equality word for their logo. Because of pressure exerted from within and differences of opinion about whether the organization should be a loose confederacy of strong state affiliates or a unified federal structure with state affiliates and local chapters. This is the way, by the way, the current federation is organized. But because of this pressure or this discussion way back when, the NFB split into two groups in 1961. Those who left the NFB united to form the American Council of the Blind. The American Council of the Blind, the ACB. This is an organization that continues to exist today, and you'll hear about that in just a minute. Jacobus ten Broeck, who had served as president of the NFB for 20 years, resigned due to these problems, and he was succeeded by John Taylor, who was succeeded by Russell Kletzing the following year. But ten Broeck became president again in 1966. The NFB, the National Foundation of the Blind, gradually replaced the handful of affiliates that had left, and by the 1970s, it had regained its momentum. When Jacobus ten Broeck died in 1968, he was succeeded in the presidency by Kenneth Jernigan, who served as president for most of the period until 1986, and who continued to be a blind leader, teacher, and thinker with an international reputation until his death in 1998. Mark Maurer, a young lawyer who had been mentored by Jernigan, was elected president in 1986 and served as president until 2014, when he was replaced by Mark Riccobono, who was the current president of the organization. Going back to 1978, Jernigan led the organization in establishing its national headquarters at 1800 Johnson Street in Baltimore, Maryland. Gradually, the group remodeled and occupied the four floors of a block-long building, which they named the National Center for the Blind. The NFB broke ground in October 2001 for a $20 million research and training institute, which is now located adjacent to the National Center in Baltimore. The National Federation of the Blind Jernigan Institute opened for business in January of 2004. Continuing to exert its influence, the NFB has taken over Braille transcriber certification from the Library of Congress. They will receive up to $10 million from a U.S. coin honoring Louis Braille, and works to influence state training programs for the blind to require training in the use of the white cane. And once again, this was about the National Federation of the Blind. NFB.org is their website. Next, we come to the American Foundation for the Blind. This is a website is www.afb.org. The information comes from Wikipedia. The American Foundation for the Blind is an American nonprofit organization for people with vision loss. The AFB's priorities include broadening access to technology, elevating the quality of information and tools for the professionals who serve people with vision loss, and promoting independent and healthy living for people with vision loss by providing them and their families with relevant and timely resources. Kirk Adams, formerly the first blind president and CEO of the Lighthouse for the Blind, has been the American Foundation for the Blind's president and CEO since May of 2016. Here's a little bit of history for you. The AFB with support and leadership of M.C. Miguel, a philanthropist who was moved to help the large number of veterans blinded in World War I, was formed in 1921 to provide both a national clearinghouse for information about vision loss and a forum for discussion for blindness service professionals. Its founding made official at the convention of the American Association of Workers for the Blind in Vinton, Iowa. It was also intended to spur research and represent the needs of people with vision loss in the U.S. government. AFB's early accomplishments included taking the lead to standardize English Braille code and establishing the first professional publications program for teachers and administrators of programs for people with vision loss. In 1926, the AFB's Directory of Services for Blind and Visually Impaired Persons was first published. In 1932, AFB engineers developed the Talking Book and the Talking Book Machine and set up studios for recording these books. The AFB played a major role in persuading the federal government to include talking books in the National Library System for Blind People operated by the Library of Congress. Today, through Talking Book Productions, the AFB, the American Foundation for the Blind, remains the largest American producer of talking books. They have fully digital recording studios in New York City. AFB has made significant forays into the commercial recording arena as well. AFB's advocacy efforts have led to the passage of significant legislation for people with vision loss. AFB was instrumental in creating and passing the Americans with Disabilities Act in 1990, and more recently worked on the renewal of the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act to ensure that it contained provisions to meet the specific needs of children with vision loss. For many years, the AFB designed, manufactured, and sold products that were made specifically for people with vision loss, such as Braille writers, magnifiers, and audio blood pressure monitors. The AFB also works with technology manufacturers at the design stage to develop products that can be used by everyone, sighted or visually impaired. Especially since the advent of digital technology, the AFB believes that working to establish universal design practices among technology producers is the most promising and cost-effective option for making all products accessible in the long term. The AFB, the American Foundation for the Blind, is the organization to which Helen Keller devoted her life. She worked for the AFB for more than 40 years and was instrumental in the foundation of the Talking Books program. She remained with AFB until her death in 1968. Under the terms of her will, she selected AFB as the repository of her papers and memorabilia, which AFB maintains in the Helen Keller Archives in its New York City headquarters. Louis Braille was the Frenchman who invented the raised dot code that bears his name. On January 4, 2009, the 200th anniversary of his birth, the AFB created an online gallery that includes pictures of him and digitized books and articles. AFB's main headquarters is in New York City. Other offices include the Public Policy Center in Washington. There's another center in Dallas, Texas, Huntington, West Virginia, and Atlanta, Georgia. Vision Aware. You've heard me use that source on this program. In 2012, the AFB added Vision Aware to its family of sites in partnership with the Reader's Digest Partners for Sight Foundation. The site folded in content from AFB's senior site with new information and resources for adults of all ages with vision loss. Vision Aware's goal, this is a publication, is to help adults and their family members to cope with age-related eye diseases, a growing public health problem in the U.S. According to research on vision problems in Americans over 40, rates of vision loss from diseases like age-related macular degeneration are expected to double by the year 2030. Next, we come to the Family Connect, is another association with the American Foundation for the Blind. In spring of 2008, the AFB and the National Association for Parents of Children with Visual Impairments launched Family Connect, an online community for caregivers of children with visual impairments. Next, we come to the organization I mentioned before, the American Council of the Blind. Their website is www.acb.org. The American Council of the Blind is a nationwide organization in the United States. It's an organization mainly made up of blind and visually impaired people who want to achieve independence and equality. A little bit of history. The ACB was formed out of the dissolution of the Braille Free Press Association in 1961. The Braille Free Press had been set up in 1959 and probably had been the widest read publication for the blind. It was highly critical of the American Foundation for the Blind, and the ACB, the American Council of the Blind, was formed as an alternative to it. The ACB was also very critical of the National Federation of the Blind, which many of its first members had also originally belonged to. Relations between these two organizations have been strained ever since, to the extent that they even schedule their conventions at the same time to deter people from being active in both organizations. In 2013, ACB elected Kim Charlson as its first female president. Now I've got a rundown of some of these websites for you. The Foundation Fighting Blindness, the first one you heard about with Gordon Gund, is www.blindness.org. Next, National Federation of the Blind is www.nfb.org. Then we have the American Foundation for the Blind. Their website is www.afb.org. And finally, you heard about the American Council of the Blind, www.acb.org. Remember, early in the program, I told you to pay attention to those prepositions. Of or for the blind is very important to the members of these various organizations. Well, I do hope, after hearing all this information, that you are able to better understand what's going on in the area of research and advocacy in regard to blindness. I will have more information on this topic for you next week. In the meantime, here's a quote for you to think about. It's one of the more famous quotes from John F. Kennedy, our 35th President of the United States. He said, "One person can make a difference, and everyone should try." Thank you for listening, and I hope you have a great week. You've been listening to Enabled, a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Our technical director is Maureen Rich, and I'm Nancy Zimmer. I hope you'll join me again next week for more updates and information and encouraging stories. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can listen to it at our website, wxxi.org.